Hello, ma'am. I'm on the phone with Verizon technical support. I called back. Can I have your name? I cannot connect these calls. Can I have your name on the call that you're calling on, the 307-421-4674, please? Okay, the Verizon Wireless Fraud Department. Hold on a second, ma'am. I want you to repeat that, please. What is going on? They're asking account information. Okay, I want you to repeat that. I'm on technical support. Would you please repeat what you just said?
Come back that I was actually having a call. I know that at times, okay, that this Truecaller app on my phone, let's see what it reported. Number copied. I'm running low on batteries. Hold on, my phone. So I see the technical support number, which is the first one, and the second one, it says technical support.
Caller. I read you what it said on my phone when it came up. Okay. It says technical support, but when it came up on my phone.
I would call him right now. But I'm not going to do that because I would not just... And I live in Denver. He is my primary boyfriend since I lived in Cheyenne. When I lived in Cheyenne, I had Peak Wellness Center for mental health. okay? And the way I got to Cheyenne was by going over a suicidal ride from California across 80 and winded up in Cheyenne. Okay, that's how I first got to Cheyenne. And then I got help at Peak Wellness, and then I met my boyfriend, you know, progressively. So he is on the account as the primary account holder. When I called, I don't have the account password. You know, off of my mind is how I could get it. Your technical support, or when I call back, the account password.